Okay, we will now call the regular meeting to order, please. We'll start with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crawford, would you please call the roll?
Certainly, we have Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Here.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May. Left. And Harry Lou Stewart.
Here. Okay, do we have any members in the audience have signed up for the participation?
So I just retrieved the sign up sheet a few minutes ago. We have nothing on there, but that doesn't mean the new members I won't speak. And we also have some people on the online portion as well. That's already gone, but if you wish to speak in the audience participation, the mayor will call you up.
We'll make room for you.
Okay, so sorry, who would like to speak, please?
Oh, my daughter wants to speak.
Okay.
She's in a leadership class.
That's right. Dear City Council. Wait, before you start.
Yes.
Okay, what we ask you to do is to say your name and where you live, your address, please. And you have 3 minutes to speak.
Okay. I am Gismet Baines. I live on 316th Street, Wayne, Washington. I am from Ms. Wright's leadership class at Wayne Middle School. I am here today to talk to you about an idea I came across. I think we should have a learning science center in Wayne because we in Wayne can learn about our learning animals and keep them safe and their environment safe. Thank you for taking my idea into consideration. Thank you very, very much for your
time. If all members of the audience could notice how much of 3 minutes was used there, that's the ideal.
I just want to say that we did receive from the teachers some of your responses and your questions, and I have to say that anything related to our marine surroundings, particularly an aquarium or anything that provides knowledge of what we have as our number one selling point in Blaine is something that we really should be thinking about promoting. So thank you for bringing that up, and what a wonderful idea. If anybody has the courage to follow that, go ahead. Same thing, sir.
Thank you. That was a good lesson in brevity. I'll try to follow suit. I'm Jim Kyle, president of the Working Waterfront Coalition of Whatcom County. I live in Van Zandt, actually, with a Deming address, so I don't live in Blaine at this time. I'd first like to thank you for watching our presentation of last month and also for considering appointing a liaison to our board of directors. I think that's on the agenda today. I would like to relay a phone conversation I had with Elliot Smith, real estate director for the port. We talked today on the phone. He asked me to pass along the appreciation of the port for the cooperation that prevented the flooding opportunity around Christmas time to become a more tragic sewage spill, such as happened, I think, a year ago. There were some cooperative, preventive measures in place. Everyone worked well together, and I think it was a good lesson in cooperation that prevented a bad event from happening. Second, Elliot asked me to relate to you that he is working with Drayton Harbor Oyster. You heard a presentation from them as well about the possibility of introducing an educational element into their program that would relate to retail, but relate also to the fact that Drayton Harbor is a unique resource with an urban environment with some very unique characteristics. So they've talked about, you heard about the idea of bringing some kind of an educational, not institution in the beginning, but some kind of a presence. The port is, real estate department is working with them on developing that proposal further so that it can be presented to the port commission, which is, of course, the port owns most of the land that would be involved. So I would like to point out to council members that when that does come up before the Port Commission, which is expected to be probably in February, that would be helpful for those of you who support that concept, one or two of you at least, to use public testimony at the Port Commission meeting. The commissioners do listen, and I think that would be a good step in the direction of supporting that project. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to speak tonight? If not, is there anybody online that would like to speak tonight, please?
Yeah, if we want to get the online audience about 30 seconds to either raise their hand or speak up, you want to do that at this point in time.
Looks like it's Mr. Hertz wanting to speak or not.
You seem to be muted, Ken.
Stop. Can you hear us, Ken?
Doesn't look like he's muted, but we're not hearing it. Is it being piped through the system?
On my end, he is muted.
Oh, because I don't see the little symbol.
How about now? How about now? Wonderful. Thank you. Well, we're the owners of Grandis Pond, and we spent nearly 20 years now attempting to create a beautiful community for East Blaine. And we've collaborated with the best architects, the best engineers, the best designers to try to create something that the city of Blaine can be proud of. And I just want to emphasize the fact that it's almost impossible from an economical standpoint to provide the housing and the kind of environment that is going to be appreciated in the next 20, 30 years by new residents of Bellingham or of Blaine. You could put the same money into the upgrading of H Street that would do nothing but create another traffic corridor, certainly would provide truck traffic, or we could be putting in infrastructure east-west that would serve the community. I don't understand the apprehension perhaps of not investing in infrastructure when this whole country was built on infrastructure all the way from the railroads on down. So I'm just urging you to think seriously about this study. We were apprehensive when we were approached, frankly, by Michael Jones when he came up with the idea, and then it was passed on to David. We think that this is an answer to providing a comprehensive development for East Blaine that would create the incentive. This would create the incentive for development to take place. So I really want you to think about it. I'd like to have Bob Stowe and his consultants really look at this, give you the details. I understand details. I spend a little bit of time in government myself. Give you the details and then make a decision. But I think it's a great opportunity for the city to do something comprehensive.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, so other potential audience participation? Well, we'll move on then to our presentation that we have from the Blaine Chamber of Commerce. I think Tim Woodard is going to present. Would you like to come up, sir?
Very good. officers shoved past police and forced their way into the vehicles.
Mute all on that.
This is just a
It's one of those technology nights. So thanks for the opportunity tonight. My name is Tim Whitter. I'm the president of the chamber. We're going to talk about our continuing partnership with. And also tonight, we have several of our board members in the audience. There's a presentation in front of you that talks about, we started off talking about the vision statement of the city. You might ask why. It's because we believe we're fully aligned with what that vision statement states, especially the second sentence when it talks about having diverse events that draw thousands of visitors to the city. So in 2022, we had a record year for events. We had 35 total events, 7 new events, 25 farmers markets, 3 art tours, 3 summer concerts, and we got Oyster Fest. The plan for that was for staff was around 1,700 to 2,000 hours, thousands of volunteer hours, and we estimated a total attendance of between 25 and 28,000. We'd like to continue that and grow it further. There's some lessons learned from this year, this past year, that we'd like to kind of talk through. We want us to continue to support, to expand new events, additional city resources for especially large events. So last year, July 4th, 15,000 people, we had a lot of support from the city, but then we still had a few issues where vehicles would go around the barricades, things like that, put the public at risk. And then also, we have great presence, police presence for the 4th of July, and we'd like to see if we can expand that to some of our bigger events, other bigger events. For example, the Christmas tree lighting this year, we estimated over 500 people, all in one spot. So that's a little hard to manage. And then also from the funding perspective, our executive director spent 70% of her time this past year in planning for city events, about 20% of her time in the center, managing the center, and about 10% of the time with chamber activities. So we'd like to see if we can expand that where she would be full-time. What we're asking for the council is to have a working session to kind of talk through some of the lessons learned that we had last year, and then how we can improve activity from this next year. Oh, can we do that next slide? Sorry. There we go. Thanks. And then another area we'd like to consider is how we can expand our volunteer pool. And then one thing on the bottom is one thing we were made aware of this year is the state wage law. So minimum wage has gone up, and also minimum salaries have gone up. So that's had an impact on our funding as well. So questions?
Yeah, I would just like to start with the in regard to the state minimum wage laws and salary. How many people are affected by this?
We have one employee.
That's on salary that?
She's part-time. Okay. And we like to move from part-time to full-time salary.
Is it the same gal that was in there?
Unfortunately, no. She resigned in December. Her last day is January the 20th. So we'll have to go through the hiring process again.
Like I said, just a general question for year 2023. What are some events that I guess you were very encouraged about from 2022 that you're looking forward to and maybe making some quick improvements? And also, just out of curiosity, if the chamber had unlimited funds, what type of events or programs would you guys like to see?
Okay, great. The gala, which was a big success. We had about 500 people, and then we had the art tours. That was something that was new. The summer concerts, we had three of those. That was something new that brought in individuals. Record year for the 4th of July. We had a record number of vendors. We had between 12,000 and 15,000 people.
Busy.
Yeah. Yep. Additional events, always looking for additional events. The Oyster Fest, we did our best to prepare. Alex did a real good job of that, and we were overwhelmed. One of the local restaurants that I talked to, they sold out. During the Christmas tree lighting last year, we talked to Starbucks, and they tripled their revenue, general revenue, in one night for that event. Because typically it's, 20 degrees, and everybody wants to get something warm. Always open to other events. We're promoting arts, music. I spent some time talking to Eric. I also serve on BTAC. So there's some areas we want to encourage as well.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You mentioned additional city resources for large events, traffic control, and then additional police EMS presence for large events. Can you quantify that at all for either of those?
Yeah, the 4th of July event is the biggest one. So although the city does a great job of barricading, our community can be very creative and they find a way around it. So we actually had traffic that went down Peace Portal with 10 or 15,000 people at the event. So additional barricade, I have no ideas. Additional barricades, other things to minimize that risk.
But in terms of staffing, like if you're looking for additional law enforcement,
have
you identified what the need is at this point?
Yeah, we've had some close calls with vendors. Year before last, we had a couple of vendors that didn't get along real well. We had to ask for support. We've had a few close calls with individuals that have slipped or tripped. We had an incident in December where a little child was burned. So it's things like that that kind of make us worry and make sure we have provide a safe environment for the public.
You said a child was burned by what? By a hot drink? By what?
There was a red fire pit.
Oh, fire pit. Okay, sure.
Yeah, I just, at July the 4th, I was working with the Auxiliary Communication Services, which I do, and a woman came up to me with her daughter who had fallen off the pavement and badly skinned her arm, and all she was looking for was some ice. And I said, oh, there's a first aid station right out here. And she said, where? And I thought, I went out to where I thought it should be, and there was no first aid station anywhere that I could see. And I called in with my radio to see if anybody knew where a first aid station, which there was not. So I found from the people that had the hot dog and ice cream stand, they gave me a bag of ice, which I was able to give to this family to put on their arm. And so clearly, if you're going to have 12 to 15,000 people in the middle of the summer, you're going to need a first aid station as part of your planning.
Yeah, agreed.
I do have one comment. With regards to the police department, so on the 4th of July, that's the one day out of the year where no one is off. So it's all hands on deck for all officers, unless you're on military leave or something like that. With regard to Peace Portal, last year I requested assistance from the Washington State Patrol because Peace Portal is a state highway. I was denied that assistance. So it is a struggle. In years past, we did use the auxiliary communication unit as flaggers, but they are not trained for flaggers. And in fact, that volunteer unit is has much less people than in past years. Really to your point about getting volunteers in general, it's just hard to get volunteers. So we're certainly willing to work with you all to see how we could do better and to see how we could better mitigate those different traffic circumstances, if you will.
Yeah.
But certainly all hands are on deck on the 4th of July.
So I had a couple questions. There's businesses that are members of the Blaine Chamber of Commerce?
There are.
Do they pay a yearly fee to be part of that?
Yes, they do.
Okay, because so the amount of money that's collected from all the I have one more question before that. Are there many businesses that have opted out? Is it only some of the businesses in town that are part of the chamber?
We've had a lot of growth post-COVID.
Okay. Okay, and the amount of money that you collect, what does that result in? Like 50 grand, 100 grand, a couple hundred grand?
Get a little help here.
Is this the treasurer? No, I think Gurdeep's.
I'm the vice president, but I can speak to that. James Danger, vice president of the chamber. We do collect, I think this last year is probably close to 30,000, 40,000 in dues from the community. And that is from paying members. A lot of members come to our groups, to our organization, that kind of thing. But if you think about the return on investment from what we get from city funds, from a very small line item that we are, and what it creates, and that knock-on effect that it has with all of the other businesses. You know, businesses have come to us this year for things like Oyster Fest and said, I've never had a day this good, ever. I've been in business in Blaine for years. This is the best day I've ever had. 4th of July, same kind of thing. So we want to do more of that as much as we can, because that doesn't just, you know, help us out as an organization. We're all volunteers here. Tim's not getting paid, I'm not getting paid, Zeal's not getting paid, Carol's not getting paid. We're all volunteering our time to help Blaine as much as possible, because we care. We want Blaine to be the best.
Thank you. Volunteer.
That's great. I did want to offer a comment, because I saw your proposal there that obviously there is going to be a maximum number of events that will keep people come back without diluting it. Like, for it to seem special enough to bring everybody, it can't be. I don't know what that number is. But we might find a sweet spot. Maybe you can squeeze a few more. But there's going to be some level where you hit the wall of too many events, and then they stop being a special, and then they all start.
We're not Leavenworth yet.
Yeah.
We'd like to be. That'd be great. But we're not there yet. We don't have people signing up 6 months ahead of time to do events in July. We still have vendors that are signing up the week before.
Okay.
So, yes, we would love to be at that level. We're not there yet. We're not anywhere near capacity. We also have 3.5 million people 20 minutes north that love to come down and do something. But, you know, for most of the weekends of the year, we don't have much for them to do.
Thank you for your service. It's tremendous that you guys volunteer your time. And I hope you hear once in a while thank yous from the community. There's a lot of people I think you guys pay, you know? And I know you spend hours in there too. It's just, thanks for your involvement in Blaine.
Thank you. Yeah, and we honestly, our big ask at this point is just a working session with the council where we can hash out some of these details and go over what it would look like if we had a full-time person, if we had more resources, what could we do? You know, to your point earlier, if we had unlimited funding, yeah, let's get to Leavenworth level. let's get to the point where people are asking 6-8 months ahead of time, a year ahead of time, what am I going to do with Blaine next year? We're not there yet, but we can get there.
And Madam Mayor, do you think that's the kind of thing that the 7 members of council could be on, or do you think it would be more appropriate to have like 3 and have more of a informal discussion about Chamber of Commerce going forward and maybe their needs?
I think, in fairness, it should be all 7 of us in an open public meeting, whether it's at a study session so that we can sit down with time and sort of look at what we can do for you and what would make a difference. Yeah. I mentioned earlier that the study that was, I remember Michael Jones talking about, was you needed so many events per year to really make a vibrant downtown, and we need to work towards that. Yep. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Crawford. We're into written communications, please.
All right, we have an email dated January 4th, 2023 from Stacy Prashner regarding recent construction updates, and an email dated January 6th, 2023 from Jennifer Wright regarding comments from Blaine Middle School students for Monday night's meeting.
Thank you. Okay. We're moving on to the consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on any item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. Approval of bills, $45,231.07. Approval of 2022 open period bills, $210,868.32. A wire register for $373,542.16. Approval of payroll, $771,371.09. Approval of December 27, 2022 City Council meetings. Approval of contract with Gordon Thomas Honeywell for lobbying services. Blue Coast contract supplement number 2, Marine Park shoreline reconstruction. And approving resolution 1909-23, updating the city's unified fee schedule. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
So moved.
Seconder?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consent agenda is approved 7-0. We will move on now to the council action items. First one, Mr. Crawford, appointing members to the Planning Commission.
So this is going to be pretty quick on my end. Obviously, Council experienced 5 different interviews for the Planning Commission seats. We have 4 positions that are open as of this point in time. 3 expire, or 3 or 4 full-term positions that expire at the end of 2026. And then 1 at the end of 2024. That's a partial term. So essentially, I'm just asking council tonight to fill all 4 positions, and we have 5 applicants.
Could you put up on the screen how many full terms, how many partial terms, the names, so that we can do the little matchup game? Sam, are they applying for a specific position, or are 5 people applying for 4 positions?
The second. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, even if they were applying for a certain one, it could be council's determination whether or not they want to appoint to the partial term or the full term.
There we go. If you just scroll up a little. There we go. Okay, so there's three full terms available and 1 partial term. Is correct. That because somebody resigned or moved or something?
Likely. I can double check with the
some guy somewhere would know that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to open the spreadsheet.
Perfect.
Necessary.
Okay. Great. Would the mayor entertain a motion?
if anyone would like to make a motion on who to choose to put on the planning commission, start it off.
We could, but we could save time and if
I have a motion to just renew the renewal applicants and appoint them to the.
Okay, well, it could, Sam, you have it on the screen. Just
we could start off by that if someone would like to make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to let the applicant, John Calvin Omerding, Kevin Owens, Jennifer Palmbaum, be appointed to the full terms that expire December 31st. 2026.
Second the motion.
All those in favor, sorry, is there any discussion on this before? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so 7-0 that the John Calvin Amerding, Kevin Owens, and Jennifer Palmbaum will receive full renewal of their posts. So then that leaves two applicants, Colin Hawkins and Thomas Mittner, for the one remaining position.
I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I move that we appoint Thomas Mittner to the remaining partial term that's not been filled yet by the previous motion.
I second.
I'd like to make a motion to fill.
We have to vote on this one
first. We have to vote on the first one first. Okay.
So all those in favor, is there a discussion first between Thomas Mittner being the partial.
I was not present for the interview, so I'm going to step aside on this vote.
Okay. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
So because it's 3-3, it's fails. So would someone like to try again with a new motion?
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Colin Hawkins on the planning commission until the December 31, 2024 position.
Is there a seconder for that?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Okay, so that is 4-2. So that passes. So Colin Hawkins is the partial member. Okay. Moving on now to appointing a city council representative to the Whatcom Transit Authority, Mr. Crawford.
Yes, every year the council appoints a member to the WTA. I can't remember how long, but Councilmember Davidson has been gracious enough to be that appointment. If Councilmember Davidson wishes to continue that appointment, council can make it a motion to renew his annual term. If council does not want Councilmember Davidson to be on that again, then you can make a motion to appoint someone else.
If someone please make a motion then.
Make a motion to beg Eric Davidson to retake the WTA representative post for another year.
Second.
All those in favor?
Point of information, does Eric want to do it?
Yes. I do.
Okay.
Are there any opposed? No opposed. That has been unanimously 7-0 approved. Okay, the next one might be more difficult. Appointing a liaison to the Whatcom Working Waterfront Coalition. We need a brave council person to step forward for that one.
What is the typical time commitment for this? Or do we know?
Meetings, dates, and locations.
Yeah, that's going to be the meeting.
Okay. We have quarterly board meetings.
Oh.
Sam, could you repeat that for the?
We have quarterly board meeting, we as in Jim back there.
Yep. Quarterly.
What was that? Once every 3 months. Because I'd be interested, I just have a whole lot going on that too.
I understand. Our quarterly board meetings so far have been held Saturdays. They last typically an hour and a half to 2 hours. There are other meetings that everything's optional for a volunteer, like someone would come from this model. But that's basically it. The important part would be the quarterly board meetings.
Are they distance or are you guys meeting in location?
We have been having Zoom meetings. I think we're past that now, but we hope. We have an office at Harbor Mall, it's Qualcomm Harbor.
Okay.
which is large enough to contain those. Down there. That's Qualicum Harbor.
Anybody volunteering?
Sounds like Garth is volunteering. Yeah.
Thank you, Garth. Okay. Is there a seconder?
I'll second.
I think there was motion made by Karina. Is there a seconder?
I'll second.
All those in favor? Quick.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Good. Well done, Garth. Okay, that was easy. Okay, now we have in-house consultant contract with David Wilbrecht. And who's going to do that? Sam? Dave? Nobody?
So the police chief was talking to me. I wasn't in attention. What's the question?
Do you want to talk about item 4, in-house consultant contract with David Wilbrecht?
Well, for a minute, sure. So this is my last meeting with you tonight. And thank you for the opportunity to serve as your interim city manager. Next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, their new city manager comes in, and at 8 o'clock, he's going to have an oath of office. The moment that happens, then my current contract extinguishes just by the nature of how it's structured. We've had some requests for me to stay on an as-needed basis, project basis. We're not even sure if that is necessary. I think Mike Harmon's going to be a very capable, energetic person. I think he's going to step up and step in and really get into the work. So it may not be very prolonged, but I think there was a need for at least a desire to have a bit of a bridge. And so this provides that mechanism to do that. And so I'm happy to help him out in any way I can and support staff for the council. And this contract provides that mechanism to do that.
Is there an actual piece of paperwork already drawn up about this?
Yes, I think the city attorney's office.
And does that make, the duration of which, is it made kind of at will or with a week's notice or a month notice? How's it defined?
Yeah, certain. Yeah, so in terms of the duration of the agreement, it's going to go till the end of May unless otherwise renewed by elected by council. In terms of the hours, that's going to be the discretion of the new city manager, Mike Harmon. And in terms of the notice given by the council employee, that would be 14 days.
Okay, I'm concerned about whether or not the new city manager wants to have the oversight of somebody who's already been here in the middle of it. I think we as a council may wish that. So I'm curious as to the stipulations that that the new incoming city manager could determine it to be 0 hours right away. Is it written in that way?
That is correct. It's a termination of the new city manager. The new city manager, you know, a couple of meetings set up, but theoretically at 8 a.m., Mike Harmon could say to Mr. Roback, no, thank you. You can go home now. And then
so theoretically.
The job description is to perform the duties and responsibilities as assigned by the city manager. So if the city manager says, don't need you, thank you, there's no work to be done.
So I would like to have a discussion with council here, whether or not we would like the wording to that to be a little different. I would favor having Dave here overlap with the new manager, whether the new manager would prefer that or not, for at least some extent, look kind of making sure that nothing goes totally awry.
Yeah, we hired him to make decisions. Well, let's not micromanage the guy on the first day.
All right.
I was maybe not as responsive and as succinct, but
all right.
The city manager is hired to be the head of the administrative office.
Okay, great.
And all administrative affairs.
Right from day one? Okay, cool.
We can't go second guessing for that. Well, no, we need somebody here to keep an eye on you. You know what I mean? It's
just being handy, but okay.
Okay.
I think the reality is that he's not going to turn around and fire Dave Wilbrecht without consulting our mayor.
I sure hope.
You know,
I sure
think
hope.
That would be shocking, and that certainly would be something that we would take under advisement if he did, in fact, do something like that.
I guess my only comment is if that option were exercised on day one, I will be bringing it back to your all attention and asking whether or not you're cool with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just as a point, really seriously, we've had people being city manager from Gary Tomczyk to Dave Wilbrecht to Michael Jones, who've had a lot of history with the city. And Mike Harmon is coming in with basically no history to the city, with wonderful department heads, and I've told him this, by the way, but who don't have 10, 20 years of experience in the job. And so it is in his interest, because we have the sewer project, we have this TIF potentially coming up, we've got a lot of major considerations that we're working with, that Dave has worked on all of these and has the information. So as a progression from him being city manager to Mike then feeling comfortable taking over, it just makes sense. And I think Mike Harmon is a sensible guy, that he will realize that as well.
Great.
So that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I think it'd be foolish to kick Dave to the bricks and say, I got this. Do it all on his own, right? So,
And the only question I had here, you said it was until May, end of May or beginning of May?
31.
Yes, that is correct, Councilor.
If you know the answer, so till the end of May, but if we wanted to make that end sooner, we just would have to revisit by an action of council?
Yes, theoretically, yes.
Okay.
Why did we pick the end of May versus December 31st?
That's a date I threw out there. In all seriousness, I didn't want to bid till the end of the year. I feel like a certain time frame, say 4 months or so, is an ample amount of time to give Dave the opportunity to work with the new city manager.
And Dave's booked the cruise June 1st. So.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay, let's move on. Item number 5, we will bring up after we have our executive session.
No, we need to vote on the other.
You have not voted on the contract.
Oh, well, sorry. Yes. So all those in favor of the motion to have the in-house consultant contract with Dave Roberts, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that is passed. Okay, now going on to item number 5. This action will be considered after we have our executive session. So we'll go on to commission, committee, and board reports. If any of the council members have board reports or committee reports.
Welcome, Council of Governments. I worked with Dave here, and we made sure to get them the information on the Bell Road project in a timely fashion, that it got into the packet for Welcome Council of Governments. So that's on the radar and in the packet.
Anyone else have any reports? Okay, department reports, and we have city manager's reports.
I just wanted to briefly report to the council that we had a very kind contribution of $1,000 from a couple named Jamie and David regarding some street trees that were pruned and some really wonderful work that our employees did downtown. So it's really, really generous of them to do that. And just want to let you know that some really great folks live in the city of Blaine.
Yep.
Stepped up and improved it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, there are some calendars to have a look at if they are pertinent to you. And then we have, do we have any unfinished business that anybody would like to discuss? Any council new business? Okay, then we have an executive session to discuss potential purchase of real estate pursuant to RCW 42.30.110. Be with action to be taken after the session. And how long do we need for this?
20 minutes? Yeah, not very long. 20 minutes.
Okay. Ready? Okay, we've come back from our executive session, and we do have action to be taken, and Mr. Sitkin is going to review the action for us, please.
Certainly. We have a proposed letter of intent to present to a potential seller of the UPS property at 2150 Peace Portal Drive. We presented you a draft. It's in your package for consideration. We make some changes to this. This was kind of moving quickly to get it on your council agenda tonight. We want to make this an exclusive negotiating period for during the period of letter of intent before the purchase agreement. And we would also have some additional contingencies that would assure zoning compliance, which may require conference plan and text amendments. So we'd also put the potential revenue bond voting possibly out to the November ballot and other changes that the city manager and I may resolve as we finalize this to present. So we ask for your authorization for the city manager in consultation with the city attorney's office to finalize and execute the letter of intent as presented.
Could I have someone make a motion on that, please?
A motion.
Seconded. It's been motion and seconded. Is there any discussion before we have the vote?
I just want to say, because you only did talk a lot in executive committee, but I think this is kind of what we need long term moving forward. I don't need to tell you this, I'm telling everybody else that, you know, we're going to need a police station and it's going to cost a lot of money if we build it new. I think this is a great option to look at and look forward to seeing what they find and how it can help Lane, not just for the police department, but for potential other tenants for revenue for Lane.
Okay, so I'll ask for a vote. Then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? So this has been approved 7-0. And this sends the meeting. And so I will adjourn the meeting at 7:18. Thank you.